Well, welcome back to Cinema Vino. It's good to be back again. It's good to have Taylor back.
Yeah, we got special guests.
Space is weird, you know.
Got Taylor Owens, Sean Jordan, Travis, hey. Bud, Trav.
Is God damn it. How's Jeffrey Bezos?
Jeffrey Bezos. He's as crazy as you would think.
Mm-hmm. The rumors are true.
Very handsy.
Yeah.
But when you're in space, everything's handsy.
Yeah.
Is it true he's working on an Iron Man suit?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get your own cowboy hat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be my condition for going to space. I'm not going unless I get my own cowboy hat.
Oh, I mean, and, you know, but he just says yee-haw all the time anyway.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, he was just always yee-haw. It's like, hey, Jeff, can you pass me that Coke? Yee-haw! Like I was like, whoa, dude, I just wanted a soda. It was like...
It's just my catchphrase.
Yeah.
It's intimidating when he does it, like, really somberly, like, yee-haw.
Yeah. Yee-haw. So, we are going to talk about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze.
God, yes.
And we're going to drink, we're drinking a Red Zinfandel called Val Raven. It's California Zen. We're drinking pizza-friendly wines for this particular podcast. Ooh. Because the Ninja Turtles apparently like pizza.
Well, and we're not eating pizza? We did not plan this out.
I only do pizza with water, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking poor.
I'm purist about that kind of stuff, so I don't do soft drinks. I just do water. So.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we're also doing A to Z Rosé out of Oregon, Willamette Valley.
Yeah, full disclosure, we already killed the first bottle, and now we're on to the rosé.
Yeah, we've lapped ourselves, so to speak.
We're just trying to find that secret.
Yeah, the secret of the ooze, I think, is in the next bottle.
Yeah.
It's a sequel, so you got to have two bottles.
Exactly.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Exactly. And there is a bottle out there called the third bottle. I think that's the name of their wine. It's like they were a great third bottle, which is not real flattering.
Yeah.
Is there a wine that has a turtle or a terrapin on the front?
I'm sure there is.
Herpetologist Zen?
I'm no doubt there is. There is something
herpes?
Like 23,000 wineries in the United States alone. So there's
surely gotta, there's a turtle.
Yeah, there's got to be
somewhere.
La Tortuga?
Like I say, at least a terrapin.
Yep.
At the very least.
Samurai tortoise?
So we're going to talk about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
The Secret of the Ooze.
Yes, The Secret of the Ooze. This came out March 22nd, 1991.
Damn.
30 years ago. I saw this in the theater 30 years ago.
Same.
Yeah.
Nope.
Sean might not have been born yet.
I was 7 months old.
No excuse.
Sweet Jesus. So, yeah, and I was big into, I say this in my review, too. I played the video game, Nintendo game.
Oh, yeah.
I watched the cartoon.
I preferred the arcade game because the first one for the Nintendo, that was not cool, where you're just walking around and then going down into a sewer. The gameplay was shit.
So you like the arcade game because you just like to play the first level?
No, I liked all of it. I beat it on multiple occasions.
Sure you did.
But it was called the arcade game, and it came out on the Nintendo later. It was the superior game.
Yeah. But yeah, I was big across the board, all platforms, Ninja Turtles.
Oh, wait, hold on. Did you play Turtles in Time?
I did, only at the arcade. I don't think I ever finished that.
Okay.
No. And the Manhattan Project, also a good one, I believe.
Yeah, this film is a sequel. It is a tamer version of the original. I guess there was a lot of backlash about the violence in the first film. I've read that from multiple sources that people were angry about how violent. So as a result, in this film, the Ninja Turtles don't use any of their weapons. They go hand to hand for battle.
A lot of judo throws.
A lot of sound effects. A lot of cartoony sound effects.
And foam like baseball bats in the where they're fighting in the toy area in the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, or the second one. Yeah.
And there's a scene where one of the turtles uses sausage as nunchucks.
Well, that's just practical.
You can say his name. Yeah. It's Michelangelo.
Was that Michelangelo that did that?
Michelangelo.
Mikey!
I definitely... that brought back memories at prom night, the whole sausage and nunchucks. So that was an ugly memory that came back to the surface for me.
Oh.
So
were you on the receiving end?
Kind of had
I know.
It's like, or were you on the receiving end?
Was your nickname Sausage Nunchucks?
Yes. I had to fight my way out of the building.
Yeah. I was going to say, hold on, Todd. Are you saying that on your prom you broke into a store and someone attacked you with these? Or were you...
didn't break in. He was defending the store.
So I brought them with me. Yes.
Nice.
Secret of the ooze, guys.
Yeah. So the story begins with a lot of pizza. And they're eating Roy's Pizza, which is actually a play on Ray's Pizza, famous pizza place in Manhattan. So a little something for, you know, random trivia. So I'm kind of curious to gather everybody's thoughts. I mean, we're coming at this from a nostalgia point of view. We've all seen it.
I was kind of mad how often the boxes of pizza got turned sideways.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, and they were all smushed together. I'm like, man, I don't want to eat that pizza.
That pizza's going to be trash.
All that cheese is going to be stuck on the top of the lid. You're going to open it up. You're just going to be pissed.
Yeah.
It's going to be cheese on the lid, bread and sauce on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, the Domino's paid for product placement in here, but Pizza Hut actually sponsored the movie once it came out. So
worlds
are colliding.
And neither pizza was featured in the movie.
Yeah.
Weird.
What?
It's very strange.
Oh, man. Okay.
These are confusing times.
That would never happen these days.
Yeah, no.
You pay for a movie, you're in the movie.
Yeah, you get stuff everywhere.
You want a pizza, pal. You got to pay for it.
Exactly. So we'll start with Tay. What was your thoughts?
Talking in the back.
So if I'm going from as a small child watching it, it's absolutely fucking amazing. Mm. I remember just, you know, even as I was just wide-eyed because all you wanted to see was the turtles. That's all you cared about.
Yeah.
You care about the turtles, them fighting Shredder. Shredder was a big one. And
literally you wanted to
see him. Yeah. And you want to see him eat pizza. And that was kind of the whole thing. Like, I know I saw it numerous times. Well, at least once in theaters, but also it's like, you know, VHS for days. And I don't think I really caught on to like anything going on in the movie, probably like until high school.
Yeah.
And I kind of was just like randomly, I was like, you know what? I should watch this again. Or maybe it came out on DVD around that time. And I was like, I need to revisit this. Actually, you know what? It was a DVD, but it wasn't like a two pack. It was the DVDs where you had one on each side.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was.
It was always impossible to tell what movie
exactly.
You were going to watch.
Yeah. It didn't say anything on it. Yeah. That's what it was. So I remember playing it and being like, the opening scene, the whole pizza thing. I was like, that's pretty cool. The little kid, the main character, I can't
Kino.
Remember. Kino.
Yeah.
I was like, Kino. I was like, okay. Yeah. But
he played one of the turtles in the first movie, I think.
Oh, did he?
I think he was Raphael or something.
Anyway. I just remember watching it and then watching it again this time. Like, just like the first things you see, it's like, okay, just like a lot of sequels, there is like, we know what these turtles do and what they look like. They waste no time showing them turtles. Yeah. It was like, they were like, here we go. We are starting this off. And the one thing you were talking about, you know, the fight scenes, but their faces are so more, I guess, animated. Yeah. It's like, just like a lot more smiles. The teeth are a lot bigger. And it's like, wow.
This was Jim Henson.
Was it?
Studio. Technology,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was actually posthumous. He I think he directly worked on the first one and then died before the second one came out.
R.I.P.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was like one of the first things I noticed. It's like, wow, these are like way more animated.
Mm-hmm.
But besides that, going in there, the storyline is, it's tough.
Yeah,
it's tough. But I will say, I still love it this day as like a comedic. Like to me, there are literally some great one-liners. As because Corey Feldman is the only one that actually returned, right, to do the voice.
Mm-hmm. He did not return.
That wasn't him.
Huh. No, he did not. Yeah, he was actually in rehab. No joke.
Oh, okay. Because that dude can actually cover, does it really well.
Yeah.
Leif Tilden did Donatello, or maybe the voice. I'm not sure if he did.
Yeah.
Probably not inside suit.
Yeah.
Leif.
Leif.
That's a good name.
Leif.
Yeah. Leif. Nope. Leif.
Yeah. How Viking.
But yeah, it overall that movie was just, it was exciting as a kid, and I actually still like watching it. It's even the whenever Kino, you know, infiltrates the foot, goes in there, and you know, Raph is in there to help him out, and it's just like the little stupid one-liners. It's very Die Hard 2 to me. The variant, like when like he's like, all right, hey, you got to pull all these bells off. Oh, and you can't make a sound. He does it all. Raph does the whole thing. And it cuts to him, and he's like, is this enough? And it's like, and the guy just kind of like gives him the nod, eyes wide open. I'm like, what in the hell was that? And I was like, that's terrible. But it was so funny because again, when I look at a movie like that, you could tell that Turtles 3 is a different story. We might get into that, but Turtles 2, you could tell that I think that they were actually still trying.
Yeah.
Like they were like, hey, we're doing this. We want it to be like this. You know, we have a great product here. We're going to make money. So like you could tell they were trying. And again, I love that. We're like, damn, they're really trying on this, aren't they?
Yeah.
and it's just fucking awkward as hell. And it's like, but it was still great.
That's what makes it fun.
Exactly. You know, and then they added in Bebop and Rocksteady.
Or they're different.
They're different.
Toca and Rezar.
Yeah, Rezar. And those, I think, was kind of the killer for me. That was probably the only thing where I was like, they're babies. that was the only like thing that I don't... They tried it, and it just didn't work for me.
I don't know why they didn't use Bebop and Rocksteady.
Exactly. And I don't know if they were trying to, you know, focus still more on Shredder or Super Shredder.
Yeah.
But that was probably that and maybe Vanilla Ice. But I remember as a kid.
I have a Ninja Rat.
Oh, yeah. I love the shit. 100%. Yeah. I love the shit out of it. And I was like, but watching it again, I was like, what is going on here? I was like, what? When they wrote that in, they said, okay, we need to have a musical, we need to have a dance sequence, ninja rap, it was like this whole thing just like came to fruition. I'm like, I love that.
Yeah.
It still was weird as fuck.
I had that on tape so I could listen to ninja rap and practice my ninja like skills.
Oh yeah.
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 I kick.
I'm not going to lie. I wanted Vanilla Ice's hairdo when I saw it. I wanted that hairdo.
I just approve of how chill Vanilla Ice was about seeing Turtles, and he was like, all right, I'm going to improv a rap. You guys on?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this.
Yeah. You ever see the turtle get down?
No.
Slam and jam to the new sweet sound.
8 seconds.
I love the idea of a producer just super high on coke in the 90s, just like, all right, third act, we're going to have Vanilla Ice. He's going to rap about the Turtles.
Yeah.
Ironically, this was a lot like, I don't know if you guys remember She's All That, but they had to add like a big dance scene at the end of it at the prom to help pad the movie out to over 80 minutes. I think that's what we're looking at here.
I think, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
This is a cornerstone of the movie.
We had to have Vanilla Ice doing to help get the movie over 80 minutes, and it worked.
And was this 87?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was just like, I don't know, it was just around 90 or just under, but yeah, it was. Anyway, I still love the film. Mm-hmm. Whether it's for like nostalgic values, it's clearly not as good as the first, but it's way better than the fucking third. Mm-hmm. Never really got behind the animated stuff, but like for a live action, like I kind of want to see it. I would love them to redo a live action. They haven't done one, have they?
Of Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did two with Megan Fox.
Oh, that was...
Uh-huh. I don't know if I count those.
I watched the first one finally. No. I watched the second one during our lovely pandemic. Also, no.
See, that just goes to show you that what they were doing in 91 was amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
But they did at least do Bebop and Rocksteady in the second one.
That's
I think it's called Out of the Shadows.
No.
But yeah, that was...
That was the time to be alive. I was looking back on that. It was like, man, you had the Ninja Turtles. You had Milli Vanilli. You had Bobby Brown, Paula Abdul.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You had My Girl 1 and 2.
The new Ninja Turtles are also about the size of Hulk in the Avengers.
Yeah.
They're very large.
They work out a lot.
Ninja Turtles are 4 feet tall.
And they're teenagers.
Read the comics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be fair, some teenagers are very tall.
They can be. I think if these guys...
Not turtle teenagers.
Yeah.
How many turtle teenagers do you know?
Four.
Well, the problem is they're kind of probably malnourished a little bit, just fucking eating pizza all the time.
Yeah.
Try a little. I mean, get some fruit.
How much do you know about turtle biology?
Not enough.
Hey, don't get him started.
Yeah. But I can tell you this. I don't think turtles survive only on pizza.
Yeah. You can only have so many carbs.
Turtle cannot live on pizza alone.
Yeah.
We can find this out.
That was in Proverbs, I think.
Leviticus.
But all I can say, there is one very good one-liner that will live with me through this day. And, you know, it's when they're walking in. Yes, Travis is very excited. They're walking in to the foot and they're trying to save Raph, and Michelangelo and Donatello are just, they're just like, man, it's quiet.
Yeah, a little too quiet.
Turns a corner and he's like, look, it's Raph.
Yeah. A little too Raph.
I don't know why that to this day gets me. I'm like, God damn, that is brilliant writing. And I was like,
you know that two screenwriters in a room somewhere gave each other the nod with that. Like, yeah.
Yep. We're doing this.
Get it down.
A little too Raph.
Yeah. I like to think it was just one guy quietly, like at a typewriter, just like
giggling. In a 91, it probably was a fucking typewriter. Yeah. It was like her Apple IIe.
Like a ding.
Yeah.
I will say the VHS version of Secret of the Ooze did not have a cool like Pizza Hut commercial with awesome jingle.
That sucks.
Like the first one did.
Yeah.
I don't even know what was on the trailers for the Secret of the Ooze, but Nothing compared to that Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut.
That's very true.
Or yeah, that Pizza Hut Ninja Turtles VHS commercial.
Yeah.
Look it up if you haven't seen it. It's great.
So this is a different April O'Neil than the first one.
Yeah.
And it's like Dick Sargent and Dick York. Which April O'Neil did you prefer?
Yeah, this is Paige Turco.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. She's hot though.
Yeah.
But you know what? The first April O'Neil grew on me. As I grew to an adult, I was like, oh, the one in the sequel is way hotter than the first. But no, after watching the first one again, I was like, no, this is working for me too.
Yeah.
I like it.
There's no wrong answer.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, your thoughts? And again, with the idea that this was, you know, before your time.
Like some of the other sequels that we've talked about, I mean, it was one of those movies that I watched a lot as a kid, but you had to go to Blockbuster and rent it. It was definitely like one of the top rentals, you know, that got churned through a lot for me as a kid.
Yeah.
So this one, the second one, the third one, I watched all three pretty much back to back. So a lot of them kind of blurred lines together. So it was good to revisit and remember what was from this one and what was from the other ones. It's a great movie. It's fun.
Yeah,
you know?
It is.
You got Vanilla Ice. You got Super Shredder.
Yeah.
You know, you get to see them like discover their new lair and, you know, sneak around New York, which was weirdly abandoned most of the time. They were just like, even when not Bebop and Rocksteady, but
Toko and Rezar.
Sure. They were just like, all right, here you go. Go destroy this part of New York City. It was just like a completely abandoned street.
Yeah.
They were there for hours. Didn't run into anybody except for those two old people that were just like, oh, what are they doing?
Get their own cab.
Yeah. They can get their own cab.
Yeah. It's abandoned like a soundstage at a studio.
Weird.
Yeah.
Right?
How odd.
I just love that the writers were like, no, there wouldn't be any people in New York.
No.
No.
But, you know, one of the philosophies that I took from this film that I really wish would be applied to any sport of like boxing or, you know, UFC, MMA, whatever, is the traditional pre-fight donut that we saw.
Oh, in
this.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's, yeah. I would like to see two MMA fighters eat a donut and then get in a ring and then just fucking wail on each other.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they kind of do that in the weigh-in, right?
No.
After the weigh-in, they get to eat a lot?
Yeah, they get to, like, drink, like, protein shakes or, you know, what have you.
Well, just imagine if right before they were getting in the ring and they were doing, like,
before they touch gloves.
They're each other donuts.
And they're coming to their, like, DMX fight music out, and right before they have to step in the ring, you're like given one like plate and it's got a Krispy Kreme on there, but maybe it could be a daylight donuts. Like maybe you could feature different donuts right before each fight. Maybe you see if like you give somebody an eclair right before a fight and you know, just see, I'm just saying, spitballing here.
Yeah.
Maybe such disrespect. What is this? Just a glazed donut?
I would want a chocolate Long John. That's just me. Or maple. Ooh, I do love the old fashioned those. Those are, yeah. Sorry.
Okay. I like an old fashioned.
Would those be Hertz donuts?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just curious.
One of them would be. But so I like this film because it was super lighthearted in the beginning and you had Kino.
And donuts.
In. But yes, donuts. But you also had weird TGRI guy and you're like,
no, that was
what?
Yeah.
How come the ooze comes from sunflowers?
We got like sort of an
big,
sort of an origin story.
So what I thought was great was, you know, you have the first movie introduction of the foot soldiers and Shredder and a little bit of the, you know, the Turtles and Splinter, a little bit of their origin. And then the sequel kind of more focused on the origin, like, okay, the weird ooze, where did it come from? Cool, great. And you had all that. The third movie about Turtles in Time.
Oh my God.
So much. Like, I thought years and years later, I was like, I'm going to watch this again.
Question.
And enjoy it. And I watched it. I was like, this sucks.
Yeah.
My thought was that if I could go back in time, I would be like, all right, third movie, we need to keep moving on, keep selling the toys. We need Krang,
Krang,
and the Technodrome. We need to keep expanding this. So
you'd mentioned during our Shang-Chi podcast that Marvel has a villain problem because they keep killing off the bad guys.
Yeah.
Do you think that they should take the turtle approach where they just inexplicably bring back the bad guy and just like, he survived he's scarred because of the attack. And he's back, and now he's at full strength again. Should they just do that?
Actually,
Thanos just comes back?
They should. Well,
out of a landfill. Uh-huh. Like he comes out of the trash.
Just sort of comes out.
Rita repulses out of the landfill. Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of Marvel's brand, is that they go, they do a story, they have the villain, and then you're like, oh, the last stand of Dr. Octopus, and then he's like falling, you know, towards the, you know, drowning in the New York River, whatever.
You can't drown an octopus.
Good point. That's his first line when he comes back up. It's like, you can't drown an octopus. No. But they did the exact same thing in the comics. He had, like, one of his arms stuck in a submarine that was, you know, sinking, and Spider-Man was like, oh, I couldn't save him. I guess he's probably dead. And nope, he shows back up in a Daredevil comic book, and he's like, this is how I survived, and then tells the whole story. But no, it totally, they should have, you know.
I had that thought in the back of my mind whenever, you know, Shredder just came back. As soon as other guy was just like, all right, I'm in charge now. Yeah. Shredder came back. He's like, no, the fuck you weren't.
Yeah.
He had a really grody looking Kleenex stuck to his helmet too when he was coming out of that landfill.
It's like, clean yourself off,
man. I hope it was a Kleenex.
Oh. Hey-o.
It's really lonely in the clan. The Foot Clan. Well, wait a minute. Yeah, Foot Clan.
Clan too. Nobody wants to love that.
What was his, like, second, like, the second dude in charge of the foot soldiers?
Oh,
God. Did he have a name?
I don't remember.
The bald dude?
Yeah. Well, Casey Jones just called him, he called him Baldier.
Yeah.
In the first one.
Yeah.
Damn. Anyway.
Who was your favorite turtle?
And that was going to lead to my next question. If we've discussed Golden Girls, I don't know if we've covered which beetle we are.
Yeah,
I think we covered beetles.
Okay, which turtle? Who is which turtle?
Well, my favorite was Michelangelo. That was always my favorite.
My favorite was Leonardo.
And I was a Donatello guy.
I was a Leonardo guy. Sorry, I can't be Raph.
Yeah. I liked Raph.
It's like nobody wants to be Ringo.
Well, I will say, I did like Raph's size. In fact, one of the only...
The size with the cool.
I think I had the size. Mm-hmm. I don't think I had any I felt a chucker, eh? I didn't have any nunchucks.
Yeah, I just had the sausage ones. Yeah. And I got to say, those were delicious.
Yeah.
So
I was definitely a dual sword guy. I always thought it was cool to have the two cross swords behind your back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So are we saying, Todd, you're Donatello?
I'm probably going to be Donatello.
Yeah. So Sean's going to be Leo.
Tay, you're Raphael.
And you're Michelangelo.
Yeah. I think we had this discussion off podcast at some point.
I'm glad it's public now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a matter of record.
Yeah. And hopefully one day our fans can really sit down and have a spirited discussion as to what turtle we are.
So I'm both Rose and Michelangelo.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm Sophia and Donatello.
You know, if that's all you need to put on your dating profile. It was like,
these people have like, I'm an ENFPIJ or whatever. No, that's right. You should have like, I'm this beetle. I'm this golden girl. I'm this
Rose,
Ninja Turtle.
And I'm Michelangelo.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That covers everything.
Yeah. Which beetle was I? I was probably Ringo. If I'm Rose, I'm definitely Ringo.
I think I was George. Was I George?
Might have been.
I don't remember exactly. I was pretty drunk by that point. So.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed the new turtle layer in this one. Sean mentioned it. But I missed out. Like, the original one is what I liked, and the one from the cartoon. So I'm like, oh, this is so cool. It's like little...
It was like they were actually living in like a sewer,
area. The new one looked great, but I was like, oh, this looks like the inside of like a Crystal's Pizza or something.
I like how Raphael was just like so mad. He's like, I'm tired of looking for a new place. I'm leaving. And then they immediately turn around and they're like, oh, look, a hole in the ground. This is our new home.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Cool. Good job, Raph.
We're just going to take this sewer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, this is ours now.
Did their lair remind you a little bit of Poison Ivy's lair in Batman and Robin? Because it kind of did me.
I don't know. I blocked that out, maybe.
Kind of just like colorful.
I just remember her wearing a large purple gorilla costume.
Yeah. Yes, and Batman had a car that never expired. Huh. So, yeah. Anyway.
He's got a good credit score, okay?
Yeah. So, if you were going to a desert island, and you could take Batman and Robin, or TMNT 2 or 3.
Batman and Robin.
And you can only take one movie.
Wait, you mean I thought you meant the characters.
Oh, I would take TMNT. I'd take Ninja Turtles 2.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, I also need this on record. Taylor, you and I saw a sequel in spirit to these Ninja Turtles. It's the CGI TMNT. Do you remember seeing that in theaters with me?
I think so.
We held hands.
Maybe.
That's the first time you touched
it. That doesn't narrow it down.
Maybe.
It was my boob.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I was telling them the other day, I was like, it's actually a good movie. It's the villains kind of suck. Patrick Stewart does the voice of, I think.
Oh, and okay. Like, yes.
Shredder's daughter, Karai, isn't it? But watching it, like, it is a really good Turtles movie. And, like, the Raph and Leo had really, they actually had a fight in it, and you had, like, a definitive winner.
Yeah.
But it's worth a watch, I feel. And I was going to get your help in enticing them, but you don't remember.
I think I remember a little bit of it. I don't know. I've had a lot of wine in my life and other libations and other such things, so I might have forgotten about it a little bit.
Yeah.
But I probably had a joyful time.
Whose movie pick was this?
This was.
No,
I think this was me.
I think it was Travis.
I believe it was me.
Yeah.
You did Bourne Legacy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we had to pod when he wasn't here.
Yeah.
What was your other one?
Business.
Everybody did two.
Was it Honey? I Shrunk.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Honey, I Shrunk Ourselves.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
Oh.
Summer sequels.
I thought it was Air Bud. But all right.
Air Bud 2.
Yes.
Yeah, so this was your movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there something about this one specifically that, like, really made you...
This was one I watched a lot as a kid that I just, it, you know, I even watching it, I'm like, yeah, where's Rocksteady and Bebop? Why are they fucking this up? But I always watched it like Super Shredder looked awesome, but you could only see him just a little bit in there. And he was a chaste figure for me. Growing up, I was like always going to the KB Toy Store, like, oh, I got to get that Super Shredder. I think I got him for like a birthday or something. But I was like, fuck yeah. So I could have the ultimate fight with my figgies.
Yeah.
So my action figures.
So was this kind of considered to be a comic book movie at the time?
At the time, I don't think so. But they were originally comic book characters.
Yeah. That's what I was like.
Peter Laird and Kevin Eastman, I think.
I mean, I guess Ghostbusters kind of the same way. But Superman
came out in 1978, so.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
But, I didn't know if this was like something that was revolutionary at the time from like what they were doing.
Mm-hmm. It was from the standpoint that turtles were everywhere. Kind of like the only thing I can think of now is like Paw Patrol. Like everybody's kids these days are like, oh, well, they had to sit down and watch Paw Patrol. I don't know what the fuck Paw Patrol is about how many different, it was a massive multi-marketing scheme. Because obviously there were books, there were comics, there were video games.
Toys.
My favorite TV tray I still use to this day, Ninja Turtles.
I literally used a Ninja Turtles coffee mug to eat soup today.
Yeah.
I took a picture of it because I knew we were podcasting.
Yeah. And I had turtle soup.
I'm upset that you haven't shared that picture with us. Maybe that'll be our thumbnail. That was kind of the turtle revolution. And it lasted a good 5-7 years.
Yeah.
Because there was... And there have been to three to four extra animated series that have kept coming out, and they came out with the two movies that were shitty.
The animated series was legit.
Yes.
The 90s. Absolutely. Yeah.
Actually, there was one in the early 2010s or something that was also pretty good, I heard. I watched a few of those episodes.
If there's not a band called the Turtle Revolution out there, I don't want to be a part of this civilization anymore.
Yeah.
Be the change you want to see in the world.
Exactly. scale of 1 to 10, where would you guys rate this movie? We'll start around the horn with Sean.
6. I mean, it's fun. It didn't, like, I wasn't locked into it the entire time. I looked down at my phone, you know?
Yeah.
Super Shredder. It's cool. Vanilla Ice. Awesome. It's not, you know, it's something that's going to break the world.
It's a nostalgia trip.
Yeah. It's a nostalgia trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, and again, I feel like my star point rating system is going to be all over the place looking at, you know, what I gave some other movies. But for me, nostalgia, biased-wise, like, I give it a 7.
Yeah.
It's a solid 7. It was my pick for this watch. And I fucking loved it then, and I fucking love it now.
Amen.
I was just about to say 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
But I was literally thinking, maybe 6.5, 7. But, you know, I would say for nostalgia... 7 points. So it was like,
would the first one maybe be an 8? A little bit better?
I would say at least a 7.5 or an 8.
I like it for the violence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like the rubber Leonardo swords when he's like hitting a foot soldier. I was like, oh, I just took that guy's head. Wait, no. He just slapped him with a rubber
sword. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think, Wolf?
I'm about a 6.5, 6.5, somewhere in there. Yeah. Because yeah. Okay. I gave it 3 out of 5.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I make clear in the review, it's like, I'm biased. There's no way around it.
Yeah.
You can't not have nostalgia with this movie.
Yeah. I was like, either you grew up in this time period and this movie is magical, magical reminder of your childhood, or you're too old or too young and this is poop on a shingle.
Yeah.
Yep.
Guys, just be very grateful that we didn't decide to do Turtles 3, because that's just dog shit.
That is poop on a shingle.
Yeah, yeah. They were really phoning it in.
Well, they brought back Casey Jones.
Mm-hmm.
He should have stayed out.
Didn't they recast him for the third one?
Nope.
No, it was the same dude.
Brought back the same guy.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that. Be the change you wish to see in the world. Nope. Margaret Mead or whoever.
I think that was Martin Luther King.
Oh, I thought it was Margaret Thatcher.
The only thing that can redeem mankind
at the tape
is cooperation. Bertrand Russell.
Not with a bang, but with a whimper.
There you go.
Tune in next time. We're going to do Lion in Winter.
Yeah.
And we thank you all so much.
You can listen, rate, and subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere podcasts are available. Our website is at cinemavino.net, and reviews of these movies can be found at toddwoffordmovies.com.